Hop Gonas.
But you reacted to the match against Preston and has a lot to say about where the squad stands right now, including some key decisions by Mikel Arteta that have certainly turned heads.
There's a reason why Mikel Arteta let Emile Smith Rowe go for good money and shockingly let Fabio Vieira go. That reason is Ethan Nwaneri. That boy is special. We don't understand how good of a player that boy is, and he's just 17 years old.
Richie sees a connection here. With young talents like Saka and Martinelli transitioning to world-class status, the path is clear for the next generation, Ethan included.
The good thing about Ethan Nwaneri is that he's in a squad of young players that went through the process. Bukayo Saka, process. Martinelli, process. So right now, he's in a squad where there's belief that he can be the next best team, because players he's playing with, we are also youngsters, and now they are switching into being world-class mode.
Which also elevates the unsung heroes in our defense, particularly Jakub Kiwior.
I think one defender that gets disrespected at Arsenal a lot is Jakub Kiwior, and I will beat my chest and say anytime, any day, that Jakub Kiwior will start in any Premier League squad or SI apart Manchester City. We forgot what this man did last season when he was efficient and prolific. Arsenal fans forget too much. Yes, he has been rusty, but which Arsenal defender have not been rusty this season? Let's be honest.
And honesty is key here. If our defenders have had some slip-ups, it's easy to see why someone like Kiwior might get overshadowed. Richie's challenge to Sterling is to step up and prove the doubters wrong.
See, we are seeing Sterling in Dundee shine. Sterling, please. I was part of the fans. I was against you coming to Arsenal. So I'll be very, very happy if you make me feel like a fool. Sterling, I have the belief that you fail at Arsenal. Make me feel stupid. Make me feel useless. I want to be stupid.
There's a humility and intensity here that encapsulates what it's like to be an Arsenal fan. You cheer, you doubt, and ultimately, you hope to be proven wrong in the best way possible. Arteta had quite a bit to share in his recent press conference, starting with the injury updates that have become a recurring thing. Big Gabby is touch and go. If he passes the training test, we'll see him in the squad. However, no luck for Ricardo Calafiori or Martin Odegaard, who are definitely out. And Ben White's availability remains up in the air. There's some excitement around the young Ethan Nwaneri, who's making waves with his performances at only 17. Arteta spoke glowingly about the team's potential and reminded us of the path laid out for him, similar to what we saw with Bukayo Saka. It's proof of the faith Arsenal puts in their youth, pushing them to fly while keeping them grounded. We've got something special on our hands with young Ethan. He's got the drive and the right support to become a big part of our future. Now on to the bigger picture. Arteta mentioned how injuries across the league are impacting teams, especially with the demanding schedules and reduced squad sizes. It's tough seeing so many players go down, but we're still holding strong in the title race, aiming to stay competitive despite these hurdles. Reflecting on last season's match at St. James's Park, Arteta showed he's all about learning from the past, but keeping our focus on the present challenges. Newcastle no go easy, that we know, especially on their home turf, where the atmosphere is always intense. We're in for a tough game, but the squad seems ready for it. As we look forward, it's also reassuring to see Thomas Partey getting more consistent minutes. He's a big player for us, adapting well to various roles and holding things steady in the midfield. So bring on Newcastle with a bit of grit, some tactical genius from Arteta, and maybe a little magic from our young guns. We're set for what promises to be a classic Arsenal performance. So it looks like Arsenal is putting serious resources into their youth development plan. I heard the team is spending £17,500 per year for young talents to attend St. John's Private School, the same school Ethan Nwaneri attended. Why is this a big deal? Well, it's a smart attempt to keep future stars away from rivals like Manchester City. Imagine being an emerging talent, and Arsenal not only offers to support your career, but also covers your education at a top-notch institution. This just shows that Arsenal is committed to developing well-rounded individuals on and off the pitch. With a steady stream of skilled young players coming through, we might be seeing the start of a new era where Arsenal can cultivate homegrown talent and strengthen the squad for years to come. Bukayo Saka's strike against Liverpool is up for October's Premier League Goal of the Month. So let's support our star boy, head to the Premier League site and cast your vote now. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!